Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Madhaka. Madhaka. Madhaki. Mam. Namaskaru.
So, what is the difficulty? The style is regarding these four things. Manmanabho, always think of me. You, manmanabho matap, you become my devotee. Unless you become devotee, you cannot think of Krishna. That is automatic. If you think of Krishna always, that means you are devotee. Otherwise, why you pass most of his time thinking of Krishna? You can think of business. You can think of so many other things. Only the devotee can think of Krishna. So, if you think of Krishna, then automatically you become devotee. Is there any objection? Who can think of Krishna always? Not always in think of Krishna. Unless one is devotee. And to think of Krishna, what is the difficulty? Is there any difficulty to think of Krishna? Thinking power is what? You think somebody, our mind is never vacant. Always think something. We think of something always, 24. That is mind's nature. So, if you simply think of Krishna, then your life becomes successful. Where is the difficulty? The result is Mami Vaishasi. By following this principle, thinking of Krishna, which means you become devotee. Manmana Bhava Bhava Majjadi. Anyone who is devotee, naturally he will worship Krishna. The temple is there. We worship. And worshipping Krishna means if you cannot do anything, you simply go and offer your obeisance. That's all. It is open to everyone. There is no restriction that such and such men can come and offer obeisance. No. Anyone. Manhi pārthava pārsthīti. Vīrī su pāpa yura. In born in lower family, it doesn't matter. So, where is the difficulty that we want to discuss? To become Krishna conscious, is there any difficulty for any person, anywhere, any part of the world? Let us discuss this. You sit down properly. I say you. Yes. So, discuss this point. What is the difficulty? Why people are not with the process? But the process is very simple. Man-manā-bhava-man-bhakta-bhakta. The result? No diversity of attention. Māmi vaśyasi. So what is the next line?
Māmi vaśyasi yukvāyama.
Yukta-iva. Yukta means connection. If you think of Krishna, if you worship him, offer obeisance, that means you are already connected. Yuktaiva. What is the yuktaiva meaning?
Absorbed.
Then, read the whole life.
Mama Vaishasi Yuktaivam Atmanam Matparayana.
Atmanam. Atmanam means Krishna is the supreme Atma. Just like we love Atma, every one of us. We, if there is some danger, then immediately we try to protect ourselves, protect his body from danger. Why? Why do you want to protect his body from danger? What is the reason?
They identify the body as the self, and the self is part and parcel of Krishna.
That is wrong conception, but actually, because I am living within this body, I want to give protection. This is the fact. Just like one protects his country, because he lives there, protects his house, protects his property, because he has utilization. Similarly, because we have got utility for this body, we give protection. But when the living entity is no longer there within this body, there is no possible of protection. It's sure. Even his father, mother, or relative, they take the body as well. In a defined way, the body is sure. There is no one in part. So, that ultimately it comes that you love yourself. And you love yourself, but the self is the part and parcel of the Supreme Self. Therefore, you love yourself because you love the Supreme Self. Hmm. So therefore, Atmana, what is that?
Matparayana.
Matparayana. Actually, everyone has got the loving propensity because he loves Krishna. That is natural. So, Krishna says that simply by following this process, manmanam bhavan matta manjade, mave vaisat, you are trying to find out this supreme lovable object. So, mave vaisat. Okay. Let us live loving one another. This is the goal of life. And every one of us, we love Krishna, but we are missing him. Therefore, we are, our blessing, our loving propensity, wrongly, yes. And we are becoming frustrated. Krishna says that if you simply follow this process, manmana bhavamad bhakta, you come to your original lover. There is a difficulty. To attain the highest perfection of life, where is the difficulty? Anyone can say that where is the difficulty?
You explain Bhagavatam Shaupad. Bhagavishvaya prasaktanam maya parita chetasam. To do so, to attach to material enjoyment and material opulence, the devotional service cannot take place. This can be
one. Because we want material happiness, therefore there is difficult. So, material happiness, we have got experience. It cannot give us satisfaction. Big countries, America, in Europe, and so many, they are advanced in material happiness. But actually, they are not happy. The material happiness cannot give us happiness. Happiness, when we actually come to Krishna and love him, happiness means also love. Either you love your family, or your country, or your society, or your wife, or children. Yes. By loving, there is happiness. But this loving process is not giving us happiness. We are becoming frustrated. Therefore, the real lovable object being Krishna, if we make progress to that point, then this is Māviva Sasi Asanga. So, if this is concluded, then where is difficulty to execute Krishna consciousness? That is my point. Now, it is concluded that if he come to Krishna and love him, then that is the highest perfection of the life. Now, to attain that highest perfection of life, where is the difficulty? That is what I love.
Only
if
one is envious of Krishna.
Then there is no question of love. That is another thing. But if you actually want to love Krishna, where will you be?
There is no difference.
That is not. If you don't want to love somebody, then there is no question of process.
Yes.
But if you know by loving such and such person you will be happy, then there is process, and the process is very easy.
Yes.
And open to everyone. That is my point. Now discuss on this point.
Sometimes devotees, they want to love Krishna, but they fall down. They can't seem to...
They want to love Krishna, but they divert their love to other things. That is the difference. If you want to love Krishna, then follow this. Manmanar, homa, bhakto, madhyani, no. If you love Krishna, then why are you diverting your attention? You are worshipping deity, you are thinking of loving someone. That's all. Why are you diverting? If you love Krishna, you are engaged in Krishna's service, just decorate nicely. Why are you diverting your attention? That means I am not yet from Him. As I am loving Krishna, I will be perfect. That will be.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yatamam Prapadyamte comes the title of the Jamya.
Everything is said there, we are discussing for a point. That one is, if we are convinced, that requires education. Love, we are being frustrated every point. Now, when the professional point is come, that is by loving this original objective. There are so many examples. Just like a child is not happy in another woman's lap, crying. But as soon as he comes to the lap of his own mother, he is immediate. So, we are trying to be happy so many ways, but we are not becoming happy. When we come to the real point of loving Krishna, love is there. I want to love somebody, everyone. But that is not being properly realized. Therefore, we are not happy. So, when you come to this stage of loving Krishna, love is there. This is the point. That is being instructed by our Krishna consciousness movement. Now, to love Krishna, Krishna never said that in order to love me, you have to go to the factory or to work somewhere 50 miles away from your home. He does not say that. Simply, manmana bhava vajjani. The posture may be read that if I want to love Krishna, then how other things will go on. This posture may be. Krishna never said that you have to go to the taxi, earn money, and then you can love me. You know what makes this condition? Is there any condition? Now, practical persons will say, if I think of Krishna always, then where from money will come? This question may be raised. I will answer you.
Krishna says, Yoga Kshemam Bahamya.
Find out this verse.
Ananyas-cintayantumam ye-janat-paripasyate tesham-nityabhiyuktyanam yogikshemam vahamnyaham. But those who worship me with devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and preserve what they have.
Vicente, this meditation is man-manam-ho-vad-bhaksa. All I think of is those who are engaged in this way, always thinking of Krishna, worshipping Krishna. For such persons, Krishna says, Yoga Kshemam Bahamyaham. I personally carry all the necessities of life. Vipassanality. So my point is that here, in this new Mahapur, if you simply carry out this Manmana Bhava Sattva, and all your necessity will come automatically. Don't bother. Very much. You'll get sufficient food, sufficient milk, sufficient fruits, flowers, all necessities. Simply you act on behalf of Krishna and think of Krishna. And don't bother about the necessities of life, it will be automatically supplied. Don't be distracted from that point of view. Simply engage yourself in this business of Manmana Bhagavata Bhakta Vajjadi Manu. That is my point.
Sri Prabhupada, how are we to determine how much of our endeavor should be for our own personal progress?
No personal. There's no personal endeavor. Just like these animals, they have no personal endeavor. They are depending on you. If you cut his throat, you can cut. And if you give his protection, you can give. But the animal has no personal endeavor. That is full surrender. That is our position. Remain fully surrendered to Krishna and he will give you protection. That you are thinking how the animal will be, how the children will be. It is not the children's business, not the animal's business. He is fully surrendered. That's all. One mana bhava. Other things will be done, Krishna. Krishna said, Yoga Kheva Maham. I shall do that. Why your personal endeavor?
Sometimes if we are faced with a service we think is beyond our means.
Huh?
Sometimes we hesitate to do
it. Beyond your means? That we have already discussed. Not beyond your means. If you think of Krishna, how can you take it? What do you say? Beyond your
means?
Cannot be checked. Oh, he took you up to the path. There's no question of checking.
If somehow Srila Prabhupada, someone falls down, does that mean that he did not want to love Krishna?
Yes.
If someone is doing some service which involves business, is he thinking of Krishna when he's thinking of that service?
Yes, if he is doing for Krishna, he must be thinking of Krishna. And just like somebody works in business or factory for his wife and children, he always thinks of them. Although he is working in the factory or business, he is thinking of the welfare of his wife, children, family. Similarly, if he actually works for Krishna, he thinks of Krishna.
How can a person with all material desires develop a desire to love Krishna?
Material desires, you love more Krishna automatically. Material desires will be finished. Because you do not love Krishna 100%, therefore material. The balance is filled up by material desires. It's like in a glass, there is some ink. And if you fill up with water, the full glass, the ink will vanish. There will be no more ink. It will be all white. Bhakti parihan bhava vidakti anatrasa. To love Krishna means you have no more material. the percentage you are lacking, Krishna, love, the percentage material desires. If you love Krishna 10%, then 90% material desires. And if you love Krishna 90%, 10% material desires. And if you love Krishna 10%, there's no material desires. So if you love Krishna 24 hours, 10%, simply thinking of Krishna and offering obeisances, worshipping, then where is the personality of material desire? There is no personality. The process is very simple. Man mana hova bhakta. And all other things, they will come automatically. Actually, Krishna is supplying everything. If Krishna is supplying this grass, the animal will eat. And the animal will supply the milk. He brings the milk. The Krishna is supplying. Everything is being supplied by Krishna. Actually. But because you do not know Krishna, do not love Krishna, cannot understand. The supply is being made by Krishna. Yoga Kriva Vahavi Ham. Even for the non-devotee. So what to speak of the devotee? It automatically comes. This is the way. So the point is, there is no difficulty to become Krishna conscious, and the result is so big that Mami was Sashigatam. Jadgatyana divatyanti saddhavam paramamma. So for such great benefit of life, if you simply think of Krishna and become a devotee, why shall you lose this opportunity? What is that intelligence? Therefore, unless one is a rascal, miscreant, lowest of the mankind, he cannot give up Krishna consciousness. Unless he is rascal number one, lowest of the mankind, full of sinful activities, he cannot avoid Krishna.
You have given the analogy that when a person turns his back to the sun, he creates the shadow. And as he turns towards the sun, the shadow disappears.
That is the water. Krishna Sudhya Sama. God has his light. Maya is his sun.
Is someone, does Krishna punish people who do not serve him first? Or do the people punish themselves when they do not serve him fully?
By his nature, nature is acting by Krishna's indication. So, nature will punish you as soon as you violate nature's law. He'll be punished. Suppose if you are not hungry, you have no appetite, but if you eat fox, if you eat, then it will increase the disease because you are violated. There is no appetite, still you are eating. soul must suffer. If he has infected some disease, so he must suffer from the disease. That nature's law is working. Krishna hasn't got to take any direct action. Nature, Maya, is there. As soon as you violate the laws of Krishna, evil comes. Automatically. You cannot avoid it. Very jesha guna vai mo maya jagattaya. Cannot avoid. Those who are trying to overcome the laws of nature, that is the so-called modern scientist endeavor, and that is foolishness, that's scandalous. They cannot. It is just perfect. That's right. We are here, we are given this planet to live, and there is this moon planet we can see. And these rascals tried to go there so many ways. Very few. No. Live there. Go. It's practical. We see the moon planet is there. We have got machine. We can go, but you cannot. This is logging. This is practical proof. But they are so rascal, fools, they are going to another place. We do not think with the one planet we have already failed. They are called punak punak chak vidacharvara. Killing the truth. They are being baffled every step. And they still are trying to overcome the laws of truth. That is their fool. Not all of them. My awful subject. Maya is so strong upon them that their so-called scientific knowledge is useless. In 1958, when I wrote that book, I wrote in that book, though you have read it, that this moon planet excursion is simply childish and waste of time. Actually, it has proved. I was not a scientist, neither I was a scientist. How did I say? I said, on the strength of the bharsan in the Vedic literature, that it is not possible. You cannot, we are conditioned to remain in a certain condition, certain atmosphere. We cannot surpass that. Just like we are animals of the land, we cannot go to the water. And the aquatic species, they are animals of the water. They cannot live on the land. Why these rascals are trying to overcome the laws of nature? How foolish rascals they are, just imagine. Any child can understand. But these rascals cannot understand. They are challenging that we are trying to overcome the laws. Is it not? That is their challenge. Therefore they are rascals. Maranava. Maya Huli Kabhyana. They are attempting in something which they cannot perform. Therefore, they are rascals. Mura. The better to become more and more mura, better take to this world. Manvana, Baba, Manvana, Vajjaj. That will make your life so. Why should you irritate these rascals? What is your thing? What do you think? You say they are rascals. What do you think?
They are all rascals.
Yes, sir. Anyone protests against this? He will be another aspect. Don't try to overcome the laws of nature. That is not possible. You have been given this land, this planet, live here. Grow your food, chant Hare Krishna, and be peaceful. Why should you go to the moon planet? But there is process. If you want to go, there is process. Not this, that, by force I can go. Yeah, by the sea. That is bullshit. Just like, hey, I am Indian. If I want to come to France, I must take visa, I must have passport, and so on, so on. By force, I want to enter. No. So, we have got experience that by force we cannot do it. He must be competent to go anywhere, provided you qualify yourself. Jānti deva, bhuta deva, pidrinja, but go. But not in that way. Because you have got a teeny machine, you can go. That's useless.
If someone forces his mind, Śrīla Prabhupāda, to think of Krishna...
That is foolishness. One who is controlled by his mind, that is foolishness.
But if he forces his mind...
That's all false or not false. One who is controlled by his mind, he is a rascal. He is a rascal. Mano rathena sato dhāvato bahī. Rāv bhaktasya kuto mahata guna mano rasena mano rasena. They are driven by the chariot of mind. Kīmu bhūtu. No intuition. No benefit. But all these rascals, scientists, philosophers, they are going on the chariot of the mind. I think, in my opinion, mano rasena. On the mental platform. So they're all bullies. They have no value. Mental conquest. Useless.
That means that our attraction for Krishna must be spontaneous?
Huh?
Our attraction
for Krishna must be spontaneous. You want to love somebody, but the love is misplaced. That's what you're baffled. The blessing to Krishna is here. Love is there. That is not a new thing. But you are misplacing it. That information we are giving, that don't misplace your love. Place your love to Krishna in you.
We can bring the mind under the control of Krishna.
Yes. One who is under the control of my Krishna is no more under control of the mind. Tamai mana Krishna padaravinda. Mind is being controlled. So mind cannot dictate. Those who are not under control of Krishna, the mind dictates. Is under the control of the mind. A sense. So, point is that be fixed up in Krishna consciousness. Don't disturb yourself by the material environment or enchantment. Be fixed up. Chant Hare Krishna. Always fixed up. Your mind, the lotus feet of Krishna. So far, the necessity of life concerns, that will come automatically, will never be solved. Gone is this business. Thank you.